Sleeper Wire, the only fantasy football radio show with more than a dozen multi-time, multi-league, multi-year champions. Listen to the Sleeper Wire show every Friday, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern on Dash Talk.
The mail never stops.
Here comes the mailman.
Mail time. Mail time.
When you control the mail, you control information.
I'm ready. I'm ready.
If there's something strange in your league, who you gonna call?
Sleeper Wire!
Woo! Welcome, boom. Sleepers! I'm your host, Professor Chris, and with me, we got Prophet Hoos. What's up, man?
What is going on, Chris? How are you?
I am doing awesome. We also got Mike Dirty Jobs Darling. What's going on, Mike?
Dirty Jobs.
How much? How are we doing this evening, guys?
Pretty good. I'm doing awesome. How'd you guys do in your leagues this week?
Not so great. Not so great. 7-6. 7-6.
Oh man, I went 9-2 this week. I would have went 10-1, but I had Jordy Nelson and Odell Beckham, and I only needed 5 points out of them.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah,
that's rough. Yeah, I was able to go 9-3, so I was pretty happy with that. Anyways, what do you guys say? This is the Mail Sack Show. Let's go ahead and jump right in.
It's full. Let's rip it open.
All right. So, first question. We're going to do questions from Sleeperbot and emails first, and then we'll hit Fantasy Life app at the end. T.R. Hansen, will the week one bye for Miami and Tampa Bay take a toll on the players? What do you think, Mike?
I don't think so. I think actually they proved that they were pretty functional. They're pretty good.
I think it will eventually as the season progresses. Sure. But hopefully the coaches do a good job of keeping them fresh, not wearing out, you know, their guys. Maybe have, you know, it's not good for fantasy, but maybe have, you know, a guy maybe not, you know, be out there for all the snaps, you know, like your Ajay, maybe have Drake out there. It's not good for fantasy owners, but yeah, it's something you got to monitor. I mean, they have to find a way to keep these guys fresh.
Yeah, I was sort of interpreting this like week 10, are these guys going to be good? You know, are they going to be gassed by the time that comes around because they don't get a bye? So I think it is going to take a toll. Let's go ahead and move on. Filth Nasty, what would I expect to get for Keenan Allen? This is a pretty open-ended question. So why don't we – let's assume that he needs a running back if he's trading a top 10 wide receiver.
Man, what can he get for Keenan Allen? I mean, I feel like you can get a lot. I want to say possibly attach – maybe like a running back, like a Vereen, and get a Gurley?
Yeah, honestly, I would probably trade Gurley for Keenan Allen.
Yeah, I felt like it might have been too much as I was thinking of it, so I threw Vereen in there.
Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, I think you could actually get – I think I'd go Gurley for Allen, too. Yeah. I think especially – I mean, you're trading high right now, and Keenan Allen's made it through two games already, so there we go.
What about Jay Ajayi?
Yeah. You know, he's actually been looking like a beast this year. I'm just not 100% sold on him yet.
I'm not sold on his knees either.
I think you can get him.
You think you can get him for Keenan Allen?
I mean, you might have to throw in like something small, but okay. I think you can get him, especially, you know, given those owners that are worried about his knees throughout the whole entire season. So it's a possibility.
All right. So let's say maybe a Gurley or a Jai if you're going for a running back. Bad Advice Giver. That's a great name. I need an elite wide receiver, as in Antonio Brown, Julio Jones, or Mike Evans. Would Shady be an even trade?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. I would trade Shady for AB and Julio. If I had Evans, I would not trade Shady for Evans, but if I had Evans, I would trade Evans for Shady.
Right. Well said. That makes sense.
Right. Yeah. Nope, I completely agree, too.
All right. Andrew Mullen, 88. Should I consider trading Mariota or wait a little longer to see what he brings? Mike?
I think I'd wait on him. I think they're just kind of getting their groove. I'd keep him.
Yeah, I would say this is the worst he's going to be at as of this point. And we already knew that. I mean, we didn't know it for sure, but looking at the schedule, if it was going to be anything like the previous season and given pieces that they added, we knew that he was going to struggle a little bit. So hold on to him. I think he gets to turn it around. Maybe if not this week, the week after.
Yeah, I agree. I think don't panic on someone who can finish near the top five.
For sure.
Ray 0920, 12-team PPR, drop Rawls for Duke Johnson. I would.
And a PPR, sure.
Yeah, I agree. I'm not really liking what I'm seeing out of Rawls, and I really liked what I saw out of Carson. So,
yeah, all right. Yeah, seems like a pretty easy one. Grizz Ghost, should I try and trade Shady straight up for Doug Martin? I have Ajayi, Abdullah, and Carson. That would be a terrible trade to trade him for Martin.
Yeah, why would you try to do that? We like Doug Martin, but I mean, we like Shady way more. So don't do that at all.
Yeah, no, don't do that.
That's
a trifecta.
Yep, perfect score. The Machine 555. I'm rostering two quarterbacks, Cam and Dak. Should I drop one for Wentz or Simeon, or drop AP and roster three quarterbacks? What do you think?
What are the first two quarterbacks he has again? I'm sorry.
He's
got Cam and Dak. Sure. I don't mind rostering three quarterbacks as long as you have a plan to trade one of them fast. You know, if you have a plan, then sure. Or if you have like, okay, well, this guy's going to start next week and the following, I just don't like having them for too long. But if you have a plan, sure. But don't just have them three on your team. Just have on your team. No, you don't need three.
Yeah, the only time I have a roster two is during a bye week for my quarterback.
Right.
Yep. Mike, what do you think?
I don't really like having three quarterbacks on my bench, but I agree. If you're going to move them fast, that's a good advice right there.
Would you rather have that third quarterback or have AP on your bench?
I don't think I'd like to have AP on my bench. Maybe I'd like to have AP on my bench because I don't think he's going to hang out in New Orleans very much longer. I think he might get traded.
Yeah, there's already some trade rumors for him.
Yeah, he doesn't seem like he's happy there, and it doesn't seem like they're happy with him there. So
yeah, he was complaining about his workload, and Sean Payton had some quote last week that said, "We never told him that we were going to use him that much."
Right?
Ooh, that's rough.
Yeah, I mean, it was along those lines. That's not a verbatim quote.
Right, right.
Same sentiment. All right. Man versus Life 28. Parker and Martavis Bryant for AJ Green. Give me AJ Green.
Oh, yeah. Give me AJ.
Yeah, that's a good trade. Yeah, I like Martavis Bryant, but I just only like him at home.
Yeah, it's a pretty fair trade too if the person needs a wide receiver depth. I'd much rather have AJ Green. Yeah. Twiggy B sleeping, PPR running back and flex, Abdullah/Buck or flex one over Devontae Parker. I would play Buck and Parker.
I think I'd play Buck and Parker too.
I think I like Abdullah's workload. Been saying that even though it hasn't really amounted to so much, but the fact that he's still getting, you know, 17, 18 touches, you know, you got to like that. It's eventually going to lead to more than single digits. So I'm going to say Abdullah and Buck.
Okay. All right. So definitely Buck needs to be in there.
For sure.
Mike, he's going to get work. Start two, half point PPR. I said that on purpose in case Nick's listening because he went on this huge rant last Thursday on the Dash Show about if you say point PPR, it makes him furious. PPR. Like 1 point PPR.
Oh.
Because of the redundancy.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Yeah. So, Nick Summerall, 0.5 PPR. Dalvin Cook, Fournette, or Hyde? Start two.
Cook and Fournette. That's where I'm at.
Is it a standard or do we know?
Yeah, half point PPR.
Half point PPR. Cook and Fournette, yeah. Cook and Fournette.
Just so you guys listening know, I do know that it's half PPR. I'm just giving Nick a hard time.
All right. I'll always say half point PPR. Always.
Yeah, I'm going to start doing that intentionally now. here we go. Oh,
I was already doing it. So
here we go, 84, trade Murray for Doug Martin. Mike, what do you think?
Ooh, I don't think I'd get rid of Murray right now. I'd take the Murray side of that trade.
Who's?
I would take it if I'm getting something else in return. So if I'm going to be getting Doug Martin and another piece in return, sure, I'd do it.
What would that piece have to be for you?
Something small. Maybe someone just took it off of waivers.
Like a Jermaine Curse, maybe?
Yeah, I was just going to say it like a Jermaine Curse. But even though he has a lot of hype around right now, so maybe that's not too small. But, I mean, you can sell the fact that, hey, he's been only doing it for 2 weeks. So give me Doug Martin and Curse, and I'll give you Murray.
Okay.
So yeah, I'll take that.
That's fair. I'm going to stick with Murray, though. I know he's dealing with a hamstring issue, but I still think he is DeMarco.
Yeah,
sure. Jens RSVL, half PPR, Crowell or Cohen?
This week I say Crowell.
Yeah, I like Crowell this week at Indianapolis.
Yeah, unfortunately, I got to say the same thing. Now, if this would change for me, if Jordan Howard's not going to be playing. Because Jordan Howard, his arm was in a sling after the game, and he hasn't been talking to the reporters or anything about the injury. So if Jordan Howard's out, I think I'd play Cohen.
I think I'd still go Crowell here, just given the matchup.
Colts' rush defense has actually looked pretty good. Everything else about the team has looked terrible. But the rush defense.
The Colts fan.
Yeah. That's, you know what? I got to find some tiny sliver of hope wherever I can find it.
Right.
And unfortunately, that relies in the not awful pass defense. That's the only thing they got going for him.
He's going to score.
It's funny, just speaking of hometown and everything like that, I think I tried to put my blinders on so much for the Denver Broncos that I just didn't have this expectation that they would be this good this year. But I still kind of feel like it's a wolf in sheep's clothing. But
yeah, well, the way I was basing that off of, like, they held Gurley to 40 yards on 19 carries in week one. And then last year they held Arizona to 83 total rushing yards. So the run defense isn't bad. Just everything else is.
Yeah. Okay. You gotta find your slither. You gotta find that slither.
That's it. Yeah, if Howard's playing, I'd play Crowell. Undiscovered Bum says Lee or Hearns rest of season. And I'm gonna start this by saying I know we're 2 weeks in, but it is way too early for rest of season questions.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Yep.
So I was thinking about that the other day, and like when they say rest of season, I think they're saying, like, not just for this week. I mean, like, if you had to pick one or the other for the rest of the season right now.
And week two is just way too early to tell.
I don't know. See, to me, I like Marquise Lee rest of the season because I think he's going to get more activity than Allen Hurts.
I do think he's going to get more targets, but I don't think it's going to lead to the same amount of production as Hurts is going to get. I think he's going to stretch the field. He's going to get the touchdowns. Lee's going to be a nice possession, you know, PPR guy. He's going to see a lot of targets. He's going to see 100 targets for the season. So that's nice. But I just
say the same about Hearns, too.
Yeah. And I think that Hearns is probably going to be the one having slightly more touchdowns, maybe less catches, but more touchdowns. And I'd want Hearns over Lee here.
So you think Hearns sort of goes back to his 2014 year where he scored a lot of touchdowns. I can't remember the exact number, but
yeah, he had like I believe he had 10 touchdowns that year. But yeah, I mean, who else is there? I mean, they don't use Mercedes Lewis or, you know, Ben Koliak or whatever. They don't use any of they don't have anyone else other than Marquise Lee. And you know, they did have that guy Rashad Green. I don't know if he's injured, but they did have him last year, and he was a guy, but. Or maybe he's not even on the team anymore, but that's surprising given that he was pretty good last year. So I know that was a name, but yeah, other than Hearns and Lee, yeah, I mean, they're both going to see over 100 targets. I prefer Hearns though, just over the touchdown.
Okay. And for the record, I looked it up. It was the 2015 season where he had 10 touchdowns. I would also take Lee here. Matty Icebag says Cutler or Smith. I look up the schedule. And the Dolphins are playing the Jets, which leads me towards Cutler just based on the matchup, not even looking at that Chiefs are playing the Chargers.
Yeah, I like – if we're talking this week, yep, I like him.
It's hard to say I like Cutler. But,
yeah,
but
I can't. Notice I said I like him.
And I think I'm going to go Alex Smith this week. I'd go Smith this week.
This seems like a true, like, these guys are on waivers and I'm streaming question.
Right, 100%. 100%. I just think Alex Smith usually rushes. You know, he's got a chance to rush for a touchdown as well. They factor all those little things. And Jay Cutler's not really doing any of that. The most Cutler's getting is 2 touchdowns. Even though he's playing the Jets, it's still.
Yeah. I mean, Cutler has always been good for 250, 2 touchdowns, and 2 picks.
Yeah.
Ben 22601 says my Brown for Elliott.
I wouldn't make that trade. No, the speculation still. I mean, I don't think that there's any threat of him getting suspended, but I don't really like what I'm seeing out of Dallas right now.
I think they learned their lesson last week not to only give Zeke 9 carries. Because when you do that, they lose. I would not take the trade. I would still keep Brown, and it really is just the uncertainty of the future.
Yeah,
what about if it was Brown. A keeper league?
So you could keeper league, I'd go easy.
Yeah, I mean, no, I still wouldn't keep him, because if for some reason he doesn't get suspended this year and it's next year, then no.
Right.
So just all the things that's lingering, no, I'd rather have AB.
So when you take into account, like, rest of their careers, Brown or Elliott?
I mean, Brown is still young. He's not an old guy at all. I still like him. Yeah, that's young for a wide receiver. I mean,
that's young compared to us.
Well, no, for a football player, yeah. For compared to us. But for a football player, a wide receiver, you know, he still has some years.
Isn't it crazy to be like Antonio Brown and still be thinking like this kid? Like,
oh, my God. Yeah, I know.
It's crazy. When did we get old?
Yeah, it happened. All right.
Con 22, was Kenny Golladay just hype? Mike, no. What do you think?
I think you'll see him more dominant at home. I think he'll be one of those home road split type guys, and also depending on who they put on old Golden Tate there. So
That was a pretty emphatic no.
Yeah, I just think that he has his uses, and I don't see them really going away from him too much. So I think, you know, he bounces back this week and scores.
All right. I'd say it was not just hype as well. Austin 568, pick 2, PPR, Parker, Miller, Buck Allen, James White. I'm going to go with Miller and Allen.
Ooh, I like Parker and Allen.
Okay.
And I'm going to go Parker and Allen as well.
All right. Y2L Hellfire, what do I do with Corey Davis? Put him on your bench.
Yeah, just stash him.
He's already been ruled out this week. You're not going to get much for him in a trade. Just hold on to him.
Yeah, what you don't want is to deal him away when he's getting a lot of activity. And I don't know if you guys remember Mike Evans, his rookie season, but it kind of started similar fashion, you know, and some people traded him away early, and then he just set the world on fire right afterwards.
Yeah.
And you regretted it. So don't do that. I like all the other pieces that the Titans have, but Corey Davis is just, he's a special talent. I wouldn't trade him, or you're not going to get much for him in a trade, and I wouldn't release him. Keep him on your bench for now.
Yeah, I'm trying to buy him right now.
Yeah, for sure. I'm buying
as many shares of him as I can.
Give me a player you'd be willing to trade for him. Would you trade Cohen for Corey Davis?
I would.
Yeah, what about I think Chris Thompson? Yes.
Yep. I mean, because these are guys that you got off of waivers or something. You didn't draft any of these guys. So you're potentially getting, you know, someone that was drafted and someone who could be really good for a guy that you picked up off of waivers. You know,
about Adam Thielen?
I think I still would.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, wow. I'm on the Thielen side there. So,
Anyways, it's tough. But yeah.
Corey Davis, try to buy him. Don't sell him, because you're not going to get a good return on him.
See, I like Thielen, but I like Thielen with Bradford. I don't know that.
He still had a decent game last week.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't anywhere near his first game, but it's not like he completely crapped the bed for you. I mean, 5 for 44 is okay.
Right.
Yeah. Just all okay, right. Though. That's still less than 10.
It's okay.
You're not it's not getting you wins.
Donald Danger says, Chris Carson or Rawls rest of season? This one's pretty easily Carson for me. Carson.
Yeah, all day. Dirty Jobs player of the week last week shined.
Dirty Jobs, good
Diego
job.
Diego someone says, drop Jeremy Hill for Will Fuller, and I would.
No, I still wouldn't.
You'd keep Hill?
I'd still keep Hill. I mean, he's a running back. What is Fuller going to do?
It's more the potential for Fuller.
For me, Fuller was good with Osweiler. And, you know, you look at guys that are good with who the signal callers are. I mean, you look at this new quarterback that the Browns have, and you look at this this wide receiver that the Browns have, Higgins. Everyone just went out after him. And the only reason why he became relevant was because they changed the quarterback. Now, if something happens and they don't throw that Hogan guy out there, that guy Higgins is irrelevant. they're probably going to go right back to whoever else is, and they're going to go sling to whoever they're familiar with. So this is the thing with quarterbacks and receivers that have that familiarity. So I don't know. I'd have some pause about it.
Yeah, I'm just not a big Jeremy Hill fan. You can already see Joe Mixon getting more touches through 2 weeks.
I'm just not a Bengals fan at all. Man, they are just terrible, aren't they?
All right, so one yes and two no's.
Fair enough.
Trump for Prez. Mark Ingram for DeMarco Murray. I'd rather have Murray.
I'd rather have Murray, too. I actually have been going all out for that guy, too.
Yep.
Right.
Okono85, who has the best dynasty value? Carson, Cohen, Perrine, or Buck?
I like Carson.
I'm going to say Carson. Yeah, I'm going to say Carson. I mean, I think the logical choice, the first one everyone would think, probably Perrine. But, man, they can't commit to a running back ever.
Right. Not, my first instinct was Perrine, too. But dynasty value, I think Carson's the way to go.
Yeah.
All right.
Did dirty you underwear. See my Carson for Henry trade today?
I did. Yep. See that.
Yeah, yeah, baby.
Oh, good job.
Dirty underwear. Mike, is this one of your cousins? Dirty Dobbs, dirty underwear. Is he sort of like the black sheep of the family?
Right.
Like in and out of prison and shit, like sleeping under trees. And...
Like, I don't think you understand what you got to do to be the black sheep in my family, but
yeah. Wyoming is pretty boring.
It's a rough place.
All right. So he says, is Bilal Powell droppable? Mike, what do you think?
I wouldn't. Forte has been active, but we all know what that means. That means we're just a week or two away from an injury. No, I wouldn't drop him.
Yeah, if you're dropping him, I'm picking him up. As soon as you drop him, as soon as those waivers clear, I'm taking him. and I'm smiling ear to ear because I think that, you weren't going to be able to see this right away. I mean, you were hoping for it right away, but they still have Forte. I think they're trying to get some trade value there. I think you'll end up probably seeing Forte traded soon, and you'd wish that you didn't let go of Powell, so don't do that.
SROP Hail 2, Gurley or Ajayi and Buck?
Ajayi and Buck.
Yeah, I like Ajayi and Buck this week.
Yeah. I mean, I would assume that this was more of a trade.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
As a Gurley lover and Ajayi hater, I'm going to say Ajayi and Buck. I think that's a better deal. All right, so we got a message in from our hotline. It says, would you trade Terrell Pryor for Abdullah and DeSean Jackson?
I think I like the Abdullah Djack side of that trade.
It's probably a good move, but I wouldn't bail out yet. But this sounds like it's one of those trades where it's right on that cusp where, the side of no return, where if Pryor still doesn't look good, in the next coming week or so, maybe they just have too many pieces, and they forced fed them the first week too. But maybe it's just not there. But I still think it's too early. I'd still want to hold on to Pryor.
See, now I like all three of these players. Don't get me wrong. Like, I like Terrell Pryor. I think what we see in Washington, Kirk Cousins always starts slow. He always starts, looks like a confused little kid, and then he ends up with the "you like that" at the end of the season.
Right.
So I mean, I like Pryor, but I think D-Jax and Abdullah are just. Are a better bet because you have two of them as opposed to one of them. I think you're getting all two players and they're all three basically the same player.
Depending on the makeup of your team.
Yeah. I think this is a panicking Terrell Pryor owner.
Yeah, for sure.
Right.
I would still take Pryor. All right, let's move on. We still have like 7,000 questions to get through. Smooth momentum, Dolphins D or Steelers D this week. And I'm going to go with Dolphins cause they're playing the Jets.
Agree.
Steelers are playing the Bears, but the Jets are a worse team.
And I'm going to go Steelers this week against the Browns.
Gus G, Dez or Michael Thomas rest of season? Dez for me.
Ugh. I like Dez. I said it before the season. I don't like New Orleans receivers.
I think Michael Thomas turns it around. I'm going to stick with Michael Thomas.
2-1 for Dez. Fanatic ST007, drop Rawls or Corey Davis for Sanu or Jones? You can probably drop Rawls anyway.
Right.
I'm not sure what Jones he's talking about. If it's waiver wire, who do you think? It's
probably Marvin Jones.
You think he's on waivers?
Yeah, I mean, someone could have dropped him the first week after his, one week. I think he did catch a touchdown, too, though, right? He caught one touchdown.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was just one ball, though. So I think he was in single digits. So maybe
I'd drop Rawls for Marvin Jones.
What other?
I'd drop Rawls for Jones or Sanu. Like, yeah, that's a good pickup. Yeah. I think Sanu's going to be a lot more active than people are giving him credit for.
Man, Sanu is grab Sanu now for cheap too if you can, because just off of volume alone, he's going to be, you know, in that wide receiver two, you know, conversation. You know, just off of volume.
What if it's Zay Jones?
No. if it's Zay Jones, and I like Zay Jones a lot, just doesn't seem to be this year. Maybe he becomes something, you know, as the offense figures whatever they're doing. I don't know. Give it some time, though.
You can drop Rawls, though.
Yes.
Yep. Indy Kyle, what to do with Fitzgerald and Watkins? Play them or have them on your bench.
Yeah, for sure. Play them both. You can play them both.
Yeah, I've got no issue playing both guys.
Watkins catch all of the balls thrown his way. I mean, granted, it was nothing flashy. He didn't catch a touchdown, but he caught all the balls his way. So, I mean, you got to like that. You like that he's building that rapport. That's what we liked about Kupp and Goff. So now that you see that, you know, that rapport is there, yeah, you're buying into Watkins now. And, in fact, he's probably another guy that you could buy for cheap now and might – be able to produce.
Do you feel like Watkins a little bit more. Do you feel like Watkins is a super underrated wide receiver?
Oh heck yeah! Especially now, especially after that last game, I'd like to buy him as much as possible. As you know, I think you could get him for, you know, pretty cheap. I wouldn't trade straight up for him because, you know, you might give the owner might have rabbit ears and be like, hey, why do you want him straight up? You know, does he has value? And maybe pull one of those two for. Two for twos, you know, where, you know, it seems like you're getting the better end of the deal. So I definitely take him if you can now while he's still cheap.
Yeah. Jim Zilla says Garcon or JJ Nelson in PPR. Garcon's got the Thursday night game against the Rams. And then, where is it? JJ Nelson is going against, these are not in alphabetical order, Monday night at home against the Cowboys.
Ooh, I like playing the Cowboys right now.
I like JJ Nelson here.
Yeah, same. Yeah,
I love J.J. Nelson, especially against the Cowboys after what Sanders just did to him.
Oh, yeah, and the Rams and 49ers, that's a division game, and it's also a Thursday game.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd rather play the receiver in a big-time game. Receiver coming off a big game in a big-time.
Right,
the J-Man 0-1, which side rest of season? Mariota and Anderson or Ryan and Martin? So I'm assuming Marcus Mariota, C.J. Anderson, Matt Ryan, Doug Martin. Give me Ryan and Martin.
Yeah, I'm on Ryan Martin's side.
That's a good question right there. Yeah, that's a really good one.
It is. I know I said that with authority, but I do really like what CJ Anderson's been doing.
Yeah, and I just think that haven't seen anything good from Mariota yet, and he's going to bounce back soon. So I'm going to take Mariota and CJ Anderson right now.
Okay. Well, let's say so. Who would you rather have, Matt Ryan or Marcus Mariota?
I'd rather have Matt Ryan.
Okay, so who would you rather have, Doug Martin or CJ Anderson?
Right now, I'd rather have the production of CJ Anderson. Okay. And
well, this is no a rest one, of season question.
Rest of season, I think I still want CJ Anderson just off of the way he's starting, the way the offense is looking, and I think we're going to continue to see this. I don't think this is a fluke. We've seen this from him. He just hasn't been healthy. Or someone got in his way. But I think that this is very much so like when, you know, what Jay Ajayi had last year when you were just like, okay, well, he's pretty good. Let's just give him all the work. And I think that's what the coaching staff is going to do now with CJ Anderson. He's healthy. They're going to give him all the work. So I like Mariota and I like CJ Anderson rest of the season.
Luckily, you guys are dealing with a Broncos fan here and I have to interject because fool me once, shame on you, but fool me five times like CJ Anderson has. Not going to happen again. He has done this so many times and he always looks solid and then he'll look like crap for 6 weeks. And then he'll have a big solid game again. And then I just don't know. I've never been into CJ Anderson. He just scares me. I think that the Broncos haven't really faced a big defense yet. I think you're going to see what they're really about when they play the Bills this weekend.
Fair enough.
All right. JR9 says start Jerron Brown at flex week 3. I mean, if you don't have any better options, I don't know who we're comparing this to.
Right. Yeah. Yes. I mean, if you're talking about him versus Zay Jones, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't see anything wrong with it, but we can't really tell you yes if we don't know who else is on your team. Sullivan, 1230, Carlos Hyde or Martavis Bryant in a PPR. I'm going to go with Hyde.
Hyde this week.
You can go Hyde as well.
All right. Pablo, 712, stick with Kirk or stream? I'm going to stick it out with Cousins. What do you think, Mike?
Oh, dude, I'm all about Cousins right now. I actually grabbed him as part of another trade where I traded two for one, and I got rid of Derek Carr, which I didn't want to do, but this guy's a huge Carr fan, and I got Carr second to last, and I picked up Cousins off the waiver wire. I'm like, yes, Cousins is on there.
That's crazy. C. Malden, 87. This is a good question. Who are you freaking out about, and who do you still have confidence in? Who's? Let's start with you.
I'm not freaking out about this guy, but I think, you know, 2 weeks in a row, AJ Green, those numbers, I have a lot of confidence in him. So that's, I guess I didn't answer the question. I was freaking out sort of, but I have confidence in him. A guy who I'm totally freaking out about, I don't know, maybe Terrell Pryor. But I've never really bought too much into him anyway, though. So he's a guy maybe I freak out about the most, just because he has to get it together. Because he went second round in one of my home leagues and one of my money leagues. So that's a heavy investment. He's a guy I'd freak out about until they figure it out. I think they do possibly eventually, but I don't know. I freak out about him.
Mike, what do you think?
You know, I know exactly what they're asking, and I'm not freaking out about anybody yet. I think that the people that we drafted in the first round, I think this has just been a really weird couple of weeks as far as fantasy football goes. Now, if this happens again this weekend, I'm going to have a full-on panic attack about a lot of players. But at this point in time, I'm not. Julio Jones, for instance. AJ Green's another great one. LeSean McCoy, DeMarco Murray. These are all guys that you drafted very high, and you're watching Derrick Henry out there scoring touchdowns going, man, what am I thinking? Why did I grab this guy so early? I should have maybe grabbed that guy. I'm not freaking out about anybody yet. Unless they're full on injured, which like say JJ Nelson, for instance, Jordy. Nelson from Green Bay. Jordy, yeah, sorry. JJ's just so stuck in my head right now.
Right. But it is Jay Nelson, to be fair.
Right. He just isn't scaring me either. Like, I mean, there's just a lot of players out there that aren't performing at the levels of which we're supposed to. Le'Veon Bell. I mean, we can just go on for days. These are all people that haven't performed that are amazing football players, and it's just matchups. These matchups have been devastating, and this has not been normal fantasy football. So I'm not freaking out about anybody. This weekend I'll freak out.
Okay. I would say I'm not freaking out, but I'm concerned about Russell Wilson. And I still have confidence in DeMarco Murray.
See, and I feel like that's another every year thing. I feel like we do this with Russell Wilson every single year. He does crappy for the first 5 weeks, and then all of a sudden we're like, gosh, dang it, why did I let that guy go to waivers?
Doug Baldwin the same. He starts out small, then you get him for cheap in a trade, and you're like, how did you end up with Doug Baldwin on your team? You traded him for Marvin Jones and Terrence West.
And trust me, I have both those guys in my main money league, and I'm like, oh my God, come on.
Let's start doing something. Yeah, just be patient out there, guys. I know it's tough.
All right, let's move on here. Joey Bosa, 25. Matt Ryan at Lions or Jay Cutler at Jets? Don't get cute. Play Matt Ryan.
Yeah, you got to pay Matt Ryan here.
Yep, I agree.
Yeah. Krabby says, trade Gore and Crowder or Rashard for Mixon?
No, I wouldn't.
What were those three again? Sorry.
Gore and either Crowder or Rashard for Mixon.
I think if I could get Crowder, I'd do it.
He's trading Gore and Crowder. Yeah.
You're trading these players to get Mixon.
Oh, all three of them.
Gore and Crowder or Gore and Rashard.
Yeah, I wouldn't do either.
Yeah, no, me either.
Okay. Let's see. Diego, someone. Oh, you snuck a second question in here. Colts or Rams defense? I'm going to go Rams on Thursday night.
The Rams.
Yep. Iceberg Slim 1, drop Kerwin and pick up CJ2K. Mike, I was thinking about you when I was at the game on Sunday, because I was at the Colts-Cardinals game, and how high you were on Kerwin Williams. And I'm just watching CJ get all this work, and Kerwin Williams not getting any, and I'm like, oh, man.
Oh, dude. I was like,
for CJ,
I'm like, oh, Kerwin Williams. But you know what's funny is I was sitting there preaching about Kerwin Williams, but I picked up Chris in a lot of leagues, and I was actually pretty excited about what he was doing.
Yeah, well, you didn't help me at all, Dirty Jobs, when I was playing DFS, and I was like, maybe I'll play Kerwin, because Dirty Jobs was talking so highly of him, and that one player, that one player cost me, because I cashed, but I could cash so much higher.
So yes, I drop Kerwin for Chris Johnson.
Of me playing
yes.
The same guy, I promise.
You cost me, Dirty Jobs. You cost me.
So we are saying yes, drop Kerwin Williams for Chris Johnson.
Yeah, yes. He's okay. A better back.
Cool. Sub ranks Cohen and Hill for Lynch and Marvin Jones, and I think we can safely assume that that is Cohen and Tyreek and not Jeremy.
Right.
Cohen and Tyreek for Lynch and Marvin. I'd rather have Cohen and Tyreek.
Yep. Same here.
Yeah, I think it's pretty fair, though, but I'd rather have that trait. Yeah.
Okay. Wham, bam, slam, man, Britt or Funchess? Who's what do you think here?
Sorry.
Right now, Funchess. Funchess.
Yeah, I'm going to say the same, and that's strictly because of the Greg Olsen injury.
Yep.
Milo 04, Newton, Wentz, or Simeon rest of season? Once again,
Wentz.
These are guys that you're probably going to be streaming.
I think you could hold on to Wentz rest of season.
I think so, too.
Yeah, okay. Wentz looks like he's going to be top 10. I mean, maybe not top 5 like he is right now, but I think he can easily pull top 10. I think he can replicate an Andrew Luck season last year.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not sure that's
– I don't know if it's
two, I would rather have Simeon than Wentz.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I bet you don't say that on Monday.
I might not. But maybe,
when you see him play the Bills in actual defense, you'll go, whoa.
This week, I would rather play Simeon. But of the three, I'm taking Cam Newton.
Oh, no. I don't like Cam at all this year.
Cam Newton. Let's go back to that nervous question really quick.
Yeah, that's a good one that we forgot. It's a good revisit.
All right, let's move on here. Mac Attack 88, Nelson, Higgins, Torrey for flex. And JJ Nelson, I'm assuming. Rashard Higgins?
Yeah.
And Torrey Smith. I'm going to go with JJ Nelson.
Yeah, I'm going with Nelson.
Yeah. Yeah, I like Nelson.
Njoku could, you know, I don't know if you're going to see those 11 targets again, even though he's the only guy there. I think David Njoku's getting overlooked, too.
Yeah, this guy has been playing the waiver wire hard. You can tell.
Yeah, sure. Yep.
All right, MJ12394, best waiver wire tight end this week. I think someone else asked this question a little bit later, so let's just answer it once. Best waiver wire tight end.
Best waiver wire tight end, I'm going to say Benjamin Watson.
I think you said his name just a couple seconds ago. I like David Njoku.
Yeah, I do like David Njoku as well.
I've been high on him even. I was drafting him in some of our mock drafts even.
Yep, I do remember that. I thought it was a mistake.
And I would, if Jason Witten's still on waivers, I would pick him up.
Oh, yeah. If Witten's out there, heck yeah. Forget what I said. If Witten's out there, grab Witten. Yep.
Witten and Fleener would probably be my two if they're available.
Okay. Just seeing, I just don't find them very available, but yeah.
I'm still seeing him on some of my waiver wires, but these are ones where I have like Ertz or Rudolph.
And in a deeper league, I would say Ed Dixon this week against the Saints. I mean,
Evan Engram.
Yeah, Evan Engram's another one. Yep.
Yeah. So a lot of good choices this week if they're available.
Austin Seferian Jenkins, maybe.
Ooh.
I mean, not.
Would you wait to see?
Yeah, I'd just stash him right now. I'm interested to see if he affects Curse.
Yeah. That'll be something to watch.
Wow, Curse scoring touchdown still blows my mind.
I know we're talking about this.
I just said the Jets would be something to watch.
That's how you know this is the future.
All right, let's move on. Justin says Fitzgerald or Stewart half PPR.
Fitzgerald, yeah.
Yep, same here. Con John Silver, Steelers D versus the Bears or Ravens D versus the Jags?
Ravens, baby.
Ravens.
Yeah, I'm taking Ravens as well. Let's see. Here we go, 84. Who should I trade Cooks for? Another very open-ended question. Let's assume he's going for a kicker.
Give
me a running back who would be a fair trade for Cooks.
Cooks? I don't really like Cooks. I mean, you can probably buy him for cheap, and I'm not really trying to buy him.
Would you say Cooks for Marshawn? Would that be a fair deal?
Oh. I'd keep Marshawn.
And if just, we're talking saying, about draft value saying, like, or whatever. What
you would do, but I'm just talking about a fair trade.
Yeah, if we're talking draft value,
yeah, I guess,
there's just no way you're going to find anything close. I just don't think you're going to be able to find anything close as far as where you drafted that guy as opposed to what you can get for him. I mean, you're going to really have to go bargain basement shopping.
What about
you
Doug Martin?
Yeah,
that's a good one.
Yeah, you can. I don't know if you're going to get these guys. That's my problem, you know, but maybe you can.
Without any other information on this guy's team, this is all we can do is speculate as to what might be fair. Amazing says, should I flex Derrick Henry this week? Depends on who else you have.
Yeah, depends, yeah.
I wouldn't against Seattle.
Pay attention to the injury report. And yeah, either way, I wouldn't against Seattle. What is he going to do? Score and get, maybe 30, 40 yards? So he gets you maybe 10 points?
BP22 says half PPR, Riddick, Watkins, or Tyrell?
Riddick, Watkins, or Tyrell?
I'm going to lean Watkins here.
Yep.
Yeah, I think I will too.
All right. Wilson27 got from the Pro-Am says grade the trade in the Pro-Am. Gave Crowell for Martavis and Hogan.
I think you won.
It's fair if you needed wide receivers.
Yeah, it's fair. It's fair. I'm not completely down on Crowell, so.
No, I would rather have Crowell, but if you needed the wide receivers, it's not bad.
Yeah, me too.
Did you guys see that sleeper bot?
No, I didn't see that. Wow.
Jordy Nelson expects to play in Sunday's game against the Bengals. Sweet. That makes me a happy man.
We did see an update from sleeper bot as well that Jordan Howard was limited today, but at least he practiced.
There you go.
Yeah, Bruno, I'm so happy I don't have to start Geronimo Allen. Geronimo Allison.
Bruno says start Cohen over DeMarco. I would not.
No.
I think this week I would.
All right.
Against Tennessee, you got Tennessee, man. Those guys are ridiculously good. Pittsburgh's no slouch either, but I think you're going to have to do a lot of outlet passes. I like going out this week. What's that?
You mean against Seattle. You said against Tennessee.
Yeah, no, I meant against Seattle. Sorry, I thought I said Seattle right there. I was looking at it.
I gotcha. Final say-so says opinions on Curse, ASJ, and Higgins. Grabbed them on waivers. Give me like one sentence here.
Only Curse. Who's?
they're both guys that you're just going to flex. So Curse, I guess.
Yeah, of the three, I'd take Curse. I mean, Seferian, Jenkins, and Higgins should still be on the waiver wire.
Yeah.
Yep. GR4FIK, or maybe that says graphic. That's probably what it is. People using numbers for letters and stuff. Rams or Patriots D this week? I'm going to go Rams against the 49ers on Thursday.
Yep. Same here.
Yeah, Rams are going to look good this week. Nice bounce back for their DST.
Milo04, flex Henry or Carson? Hunter Carson. Henry or Derrick Henry, I'd still go Carson.
Yep.
Carson against Tennessee.
Wild A123. Clay, Ebron, Doyle, Engram, or Watson? I'm guessing he needs a tight end.
Engram.
I'm going to say Doyle here.
I'm going to go with Doyle as well. Brissett really targeted him last
week. Yep.
And with he accurate passes, too.
Yeah, I think Doyle caught all of them.
Yeah,
I count on the Giants having a bounce back finally. I think they're actually going to look decent this week because that's what the Giants do.
I do like Engram.
Yeah, I like him as well.
But Doyle here, if I'm choosing a guy.
Doyle rules.
Yeah, eight catches for 79 yards on 8 targets. Yeah, I'll take that. Yep. So I think Brissett's going to keep targeting him. Gringo Mandingo 4. rest of the season. Engram, Hooper, Watson, Zach Miller. I would go with Engram.
What was the second one?
Engram, Hooper, Watson, or Miller. Zach Miller.
I like Watson. Right here. Yeah, I always like the Baltimore tight end.
Yeah, especially on the road. This guy loves to throw to his tight end on the road, and I think he's going to feature Watson a lot.
Okay. Aug, AUG, says Engram or Henry to start. Hoos, what do you think?
I still go Engram. Engram.
Yeah, same here.
Yep. So 3 for 3. SMTCUG, need a tight end. Give Carson and Keenan for Kelsey. That's a blockbuster trade.
Ooh, I think I'd rather have Carson and Keenan, though.
Yeah, I don't think you needed a tight end that bad.
No.
Yeah, I agree. Right. I like Carson. Kelsey, but I mean, come on now. That's a lot of production you just gave up.
I've been in love with Keenan Allen for, you know, what, since like March?
I'm so happy. He was the most, you know, I was nervous about him the most out of all of the guys coming into the season. And I'm just so happy that, you know, I invested in him and got him in like the fourth round, mostly.
Yeah.
And that was just beautiful.
He might turn Keenan into a lot of leagues, and I'm not sad.
Keenan Allen might turn into one of the best values for the draft this year.
Yeah, for sure.
My boy Zach Ertz is going to be number one, though.
Yeah, I like Zach Ertz as well.
That I have a lot of investments in Zach Ertz, too. I'm loving every minute of that, right, too.
Jay Cuzzy, hold on to Russell Wilson or drop and move on? Hold on to him.
Hold on.
Yep. Hold. He'll get good.
Year up says Baldwin and Russell. Start both, neither, or one? You got to start both of them, right?
Yeah, you got to. It's what you draft.
Hey guys. But I would say, you know, they probably bounce back this week, so I wouldn't have any problem starting them both.
All right. Hey guys, that's Richard, 8426.
Can I interrupt? Can I interrupt once? 1 second. It's producer Steve.
Yeah.
We did have a call, but I think I accidentally hung up on him. Let me try to get him back here. It's our first call of the season, so you had to expect I'd fuck it up somehow. Let me try to call him back.
Yeah, it wasn't me this time.
here he is. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
Sweet. All right. Theo Riddick or Ingram this week? Half PPR.
Ingram is in. Mark Ingram or Evan Ingram?
Mark.
Oh, Ingram.
Ingram all day.
Ingram all day?
Who's
you don't think Theo's going to get some better looks this week?
I'm going to go Riddick this week against Atlanta.
All right. You got two for Ingram and one for Riddick.
Let's all see, right, thanks, guys.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right. Maybe if we had more time, we could have expanded on that a little bit, but we still have a lot of questions.
Yeah, we have a lot of questions. Sorry,
Colin. But no, thank you for calling in. We really appreciate
for
that.
Sure.
S. Richard, 8426. Mac, Alex Collins, or Dante Foreman? I think I would take Mac.
Mac.
Ooh, I like Dante Foreman a lot. I like Dante Foreman here. I think he might accidentally steal that job in Texas.
For the rest of the season? Or just this week?
I think he'll steal it for the rest of the season. I think he's the better running back.
I don't think he's better than Miller.
No, all together, I just don't think he has the he doesn't have the blocking chops. I don't think he has the passing chops. Sure, he's fresh legs. He can run. You know, he can hit a hole probably faster than him. But I mean, Miller's been seeing stacked boxes, and he still turned last week into 81 yards total yards. So I still like Miller. A lot of people are down on him too.
I feel like Houston's one more loss away from a rebuild. Like, I mean, I think they'll go, okay, it's time to set things back. Because they don't really have all the pieces put together right now. I think you might see Lamar Miller move on.
I don't think that happens till after the season, if it happens.
He's their best back by far.
Yeah, definitely. Moving on, Raven780 says, Flex, Abdullah, James White, or Amendola?
I'm going to go James White.
I think I'm going to go James White here, too.
Yep, got a third for James White. Fiji Tav, get Antonio Brown for Amari Cooper and Christian McCaffrey in a PPR? Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
Good job.
Absolutely. Yeah, if you can pull that off, that's great. Sleazy CZ says, Cohen or Gore in PPR? Bears at the Steelers, Colts playing the Browns.
Yeah, if...
Or it's Howard. Steelers at Bears.
Yeah, if Howard misses, then Cohen...
What if Howard plays?
If Howard plays, I'm still going to go Gore. I think Gore will fall in the end zone maybe this week. Maybe he has a nice bounce back.
Yeah, I like Gore this week, oddly enough. I think he'll do okay.
Well, and it's against the Browns, too.
Right.
Yeah.
I'd take Gore unless Howard's starting, then I'd flip to Cohen.
Right.
The Draytones, I love the league reference there. Is Watkins worth holding on to? Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
For sure.
I like Cooper Kupp a lot more, but I think he's worth holding on to.
Yeah,
Watkins is totally worth holding on to.
He's a better receiver.
Yeah, he's the better receiver. That's why he's worth holding on to. Ricky Tiki Tavi, start two. Crowell, Stewart, Carson, Jaquiz.
Crowell and Jaquiz here.
Yeah, I agree, actually. That's what I was going to say.
Yep, got that for me too. G-Click, do I drop Winston and stream Wentz? I've got Mariota on my bench.
This week, sure. Yeah, I'd do that. I like Winston.
Yeah, but Winston got three of the same quarterback.
I don't know if you drop Winston, though.
These are
you're going to drop Winston. You're going to hold on to Wentz. I just think that Wentz and Winston, they're both guys that are probably really good the entire season, and Mariota will be after he gets these tough performances, you know, that's in front of him.
I would keep Winston because the NFC South is just so quarterback friendly.
Yeah, I think I agree with that, actually.
Yes, I'd keep Winston.
So he's starting Mariota.
He says he's got Mariota on the bench.
Oh, okay. So
Would you play Winston against the Vikings, or would you play Mariota against the Seahawks?
See, I'd rather play Wentz
against the Giants.
Yeah, against the Giants here.
All right, so you are dropping Winston.
I guess. I mean, I wouldn't want to drop him, but for this week, I guess you can go back and just pick him back up.
Maybe.
Yeah, Mike, maybe.
That's the thing. Would you play Winston against the Vikings or Mariota against the Seahawks?
Winston against the Vikings, for sure.
That's what I'm thinking, too. So two votes for keep Winston and play Winston, one for drop Winston, pick up Wentz. It's really hard with all these Wentzes in here.
For sure.
Mike DeBears 07, is Doxson worth stashing? Sure.
Yeah. I mean, depending on your league, but yeah, I like him.
No, I'd rather have Ryan Grant.
So you're not stashing Doxson at all?
No, I mean, for what? I mean, there's too many pieces. I mean, if you're going to tell me Jordan Reed, if they shut Jordan Reed down for the season, sure.
Okay. Gotcha. Bruno, Steelers or Ravens D? We already answered that one. We went with Ravens. Gus G, trade Dez for Michael Thomas.
No.
Yeah.
I'd rather have Dez.
I'd rather have Dez. Michael Thomas, if they turn it around, sure.
All right, go Pack, go. Pick two. Cook, Lynch, Buck, or CJ Anderson? I would go with Cook and CJ Anderson.
I agree.
I'd go with Cook and Buck Allen.
Okay. You Mad Bro 247, or maybe You Mad Bro 24/7. Maybe that's what that's supposed to mean. pick two running backs PPR, Howard, Gore, or Powell? Howard and Gore for me.
Same.
All right. Party Mills, trade Jarvis Landry for Pryor and Eifert.
No.
No, I like the Pryor Eifert side of things over there.
You do? All right.
I do.
I'm not trading Jarvis Landry after 13 catches.
Right. Yeah, no, that guy gets way too many targets. Yeah, I wouldn't trade Jarvis Landry.
Yeah.
I mean, he's going to get – I think Pryor's still going to get the same amount of targets, but
Pryor has so many – Jarvis Landry targets?
I think he can get close to it, but I just think that Landry is just a lot safer than Pryor. I mean, it's way more mouths to feed, and it's his first year into this offense. So I think Landry is safer. And then
Eifert's also dealing with back and knee issues.
Yeah, so I would throw Eifert out of this because he's a tight end, and I don't think he's going to replicate the season that he – yeah, I'm not
– So you would trade Landry for Pryor?
No, I'd rather have Landry. I'm just saying.
Oh, okay. Maybe I misunderstood. Yeah. So three votes for Landry.
Yeah.
Want my Nelson. Is that what you call it these days? Is it called a Nelson? do you want my Nelson?
Willie.
Who do you start if Murray is out? Abdullah, Buck, or Perrine in a PPR? Buck, right?
Buck.
Yeah, Buck here.
It's to one. PPR, would you drop Abdullah for Mixon?
If I could.
No, I'd like Abdullah's work.
Yeah, I totally would. Promo, Stafford or Newton, week 3. So let's look at the matchups here. Lions are playing the Falcons. That is a good matchup. And the Panthers are playing the – oh, where'd it go? The Saints. I'd play Stafford against Atlanta.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be a shootout. I think that's going to be a really high-scoring game.
Take Stafford.
All right. Dio says, drop Eifert for Fleener, Doyle, ASJ, or Jared Cook. I drop Eifert for Doyle.
I would do it for all of those guys other than ASJ.
Right. Same here.
All right. So, yes, drop Eifert. Yeah. Atlanta Falcons. So the entire organization is listening to us. Let's see. He's got Cook and Cohen. So Cook, Cohen, Coleman, Riddick, Carson for his running backs because he lost to UJ. Prior tape, Parker, Hogan. Should I trade Cook and Parker for Tyreek and Hopkins? Well, since Dalvin Cook is your only starting running back aside from Carson, I would not.
No, I wouldn't.
Yeah, same here. No.
Scheinerbach, flex Pryor or Coleman in standard. And DeSean Jackson is also an option. I'd take Pryor.
I like flexing D-Jax right now.
I still like Coleman. I still like Coleman.
All right. So flip a coin. A three-sided coin.
Sorry.
Roll a six-sided die, and if it's a one or a two, go with Pryor. Three or four, go with Coleman. Five or six, go with Chad. All right, so that was it for the sleeper bot. Moving over to questions from the Fantasy Life app. The kid, drop the Panthers D to possibly stream the Dolphins. I actually did that today.
So, I like the Panthers D this week.
Against the Saints?
Yeah, against the Saints at home. Yeah, I like it. I like Carolina Panthers this week.
Dolphins at the Jets, though.
Yeah, but it's still the Dolphins.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Dolphins has a decent defense.
Den Jack says, I have Elliott, McFadden, and Morris. Holy crap. Who is the handcuff? McFadden, right?
It's tough. I mean, he was a healthy scratch. I'd say Morris. Was he a healthy scratch last week as well? I don't recall.
I think he was. I'll look it up. I'll vet that. But yeah, I go Morris right here.
I think McFadden is the guy.
Well, if he was a healthy scratch two weeks in a row, which we'll find out right now, but I think he was, and if so, then yeah, I think you kind of have to go Morris or what, Rod Streeter?
It would be Morris over Streeter.
Right.
All right, so super long name, and this is someone who just punched their phone keyboard a whole bunch of times because they didn't want to figure out a username, so I'm not even going to bother to read it. Pick three PPR, Michael Thomas, Doug Baldwin, Tyreek Hill, Kelvin Benjamin. You got to start Michael Thomas and Doug Baldwin, right?
Yeah, I like those two.
So Tyreek or Kelvin?
Tyreek.
I think I'm going to go Kelvin at home against the Saints.
Okay, so it looks like he wasn't a healthy scratch, and it looks like Morris has had a less than stellar performance. So it looks like McFadden might actually be the backup. Sorry. I finally found it.
No, that's good. It's good interjection right there. Yeah. So we still don't know.
Yeah, I would go McFadden on that one. So who's – or Mike, you didn't get a chance to pick three. Michael Thomas, Doug Baldwin, Tyreek Hill, Kelvin Benjamin. You said the first two. Who do you like, Hill or Kelvin?
Everybody but Hill. I like Hill over Benjamin this week.
Okay.
All those Saints, man, that's tasty. But
yeah, I'm taking Benjamin over Hill at home against New Orleans.
Yeah, just never know. I mean, just never know. I feel like it could be Dixon. It could be they got Demir Byrd, a guy that's been looking good. It could be a Russell Shepherd. You know, he caught a touchdown. You know, not last week, week one. Yeah. So, I mean, you just never know. It sounds good. It looks good. But it just may not be. So, I like Hill a little bit more. I think he's a safer route.
All right. We got one or two final questions here. Second to last, Philip471. My Alshon and Chris Thompson for Brandon Cooks. The trade is pending. Should I cancel it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep, I would as well. All right. Actually, we have two questions from the hotline. I'm Pickle Rick 1, Murray and Henry. If I package them, what should I look for as a return in full PPR?
It's funny you ask this question because I'm actually thinking about doing this very thing right now. And I was actually going to go after like Antonio Brown, something to that caliber. Like,
There's nothing I would give up to have that both those guys in that backfield. It's not worth it.
There's nothing you would give up?
Well, no quality piece. Obviously, if I have like Chris Hogan or something like that, maybe I would do it. But or some like, you know, no name waiver wire player. But I'm not trading Antonio Brown for Murray and Henry. You're never gonna start both guys.
No, yeah, I wouldn't either.
Yeah.
No, yeah. I mean, as far as for them, no, I wouldn't.
I would trade them.
Yeah, I would trade them. I'd try to get maybe. And I think if you trade them right now, you're not – what are you getting? Jarvis Landry? Larry Fitzgerald maybe? I don't think you're not getting
Emmanuel Sanders?
Yeah, you're not getting Antonio Brown. You're not getting –
I think you guys are completely undervaluing that backfield. Like, it's a very productive backfield right
there. Yeah, if you combine their points together.
It can be.
You're never starting both guys.
Right. It's just that their offense right now, they have a lot of offensive pieces. but I don't think they figured it out yet. I mean, they got freaking Delanie Walker running in touchdowns, you know.
This is true.
So, I mean, I just don't know. You know, they have a lot of pieces. It is an exotic smash mouth offense. I will give them that. But it just doesn't all come together, yeah. At least right now. And I think, I wouldn't give up anything more than – because those guys are still going to get all their targets. You give up – like a Larry Fitzgerald, he's still going to see – you know, he's still probably going to catch close to 100 balls this year. Jarvis Landry, the same. That's still giving up a good piece, I think. I just don't think – even A.J. Green, as bad as A.J. Green has been doing the past couple games, I don't know if you get that. I mean, you can try. Maybe target A.J. Green. Target A.J. Green while he's had those two bad games. But anything more, I think it's too much.
Saying I think I'm going to try to target somebody like Keenan Allen or something to that effect. I think I can get a Keenan Allen.
If you came to me with this trade, I would say keep Henry. I only want Murray. That's the thing. I wouldn't trade for both of these guys.
I would take both of them. I mean, if you're, you know,
anyways,
just a hedge.
We gotta move on and wrap this up, guys.
Yeah.
All right. One. So the Machine 555. Last question here. I guess he asked 2-1 from the hotline. Start Cam or Dak? I would go with Dak.
Yeah, go with Dak.
Yep.
And then, Cam this week against New Orleans.
Oh yeah, that's true. Yeah, go Cam here. Sorry. Okay. About that.
And then pick two in a standard: Montgomery, Ajayi, or Gordon. I'm going Montgomery and Gordon.
I agree.
Montgomery, Gordon.
All right.
Well, that works.
Well, hey, guys, we got through all the questions.
Empty sack.
Woo! Yeah, empty sack.
Empty sack.
All right, guys. Well, that's it for the show today. Thank you very much for all the questions that you submitted. Thanks for tuning in and listening. Head over to sleeperwire.com. Check out our rankings. Updated every single Wednesday. We've got all of our podcasts there. You can submit questions through the site. Also, please go out and support our cause. Make a donation to Rob's treatments for chronic Lyme disease. We are really trying to make a big dent in his goal this year. So anything that you guys can do will surely help. Like I said, I'm Professor Chris, and you can find me on Twitter at Professor Chris. Or not at Professor Chris, that's my name on there, but CMOR Sleeperwire. You can find Hoos there at Sleeperwire Hoos. Mike is at Dr. Kane 21. And then on Sleeperbot, Professor Chris, Prophet Hoos, and Dirty Jobs. Thanks for listening, guys. Have a good one.
Bye, guys.
Yep. Thanks, guys. Good luck.
Fantasy Football Show will help you win your fantasy football championship. Sleeper Wire, Friday 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern. Sleeper Wire on Dash Talk.